If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun.
Yes, it is. Finally, Friday, January 8th. I forgot to ask Dan Hampton if he was going to watch the Bears game on Nickelodeon. It's going to be on CBS and Nickelodeon. And Nickelodeon's got a pregame show with, it's the SpongeBob Sports Pants Countdown Special. I can see Hampton in front of the set watching that.
In his SpongeBob pajamas?
Yeah, maybe. Here's Dean Richards with some entertainment news. Good morning, Dean. Oh, he's doing a report for Dogs Only. All right, we'll get to Dean in a second. Apparently, according to my This Jockey Disaster Manual, I'm supposed to just fill time here while we try to hook up with Dean. And we are going to talk, among other things, about Elvis's 86th birthday today and also Lisa Marie's engagement ring. Dean? All right. Let's pretend this snafu is not happening, and then when the show is broadcast, we'll edit this out. Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. There he is. Hi, Dean.
You know, once we get into 2021, everything will work perfectly.
Listen, about Elvis now.
You missed my hilarious joke about the quarterback getting slimed when they get a touchdown on Nickelodeon.
That'll happen.
The moment's lost.
Oh, no. Well, when we edit the show for broadcast, we'll connect it right up to that point.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent.
So happy 86th birthday, Elvis. And on my third favorite cable channel in the world, they've got all the Elvis movies playing on Turner Classic Movies, TCM, this week.
What are your first two favorite cable channels in the world?
Antenna TV and WGN America.
Oh, that's smart. That is good thinking.
Bob Surratt,
ladies,
company man.
You have just heard why Bob Surratt has endured all these years.
So you've got a little audio mix for us?
Well, you know, I was trying to find something to commemorate what would have been Elvis's 86th birthday, which is mind-blowing, by the way.
Yep.
Had Elvis lived, he died when he was 42 in 1977, so he's been gone longer than he was alive at this point. But I'm just wondering what an 86-year-old Elvis would be like. You know, that's amazing to me. And what is also amazing is how timeless his music is. There is a group on YouTube called Crystal Pack that remixed Elvis's Viva Las Vegas, which is cool to hear. But the video that they put together are a group of these young breakdancers going crazy over Elvis's Viva Las Vegas. So enjoy the audio part of this, and then you can go watch it on YouTube later on.
Okay. You know, that's one of his few movie songs that actually holds up. Elvis himself made fun of some of the songs he had to sing for the movies, but that was a good one.
That was one of the best ones. And this, you know, a lot of his movies are honestly hard to sit through. Not exactly Casablanca, any of them, but you know, they were all vehicles just for Elvis to sing. That's what people were going for to see the movies. But Viva Las Vegas was great. But his songs, I'm telling you, his songs are timeless. You go back for any of his songs. So happy 86th birthday to still the king of rock and roll.
You know what is underappreciated, and I can think of only one other artist I would say this about, and that artist would be Paul McCartney. But most of the Elvis songs you hear were recorded live. He didn't need the studio to enhance the sound. And same right. same with the Beatles. So happy birthday, Elvis. Lisa Marie is in the news today. What's going on there?
Well, it's been, you know, Lisa Marie famously was married to Michael Jackson, for one, but she was also for a short time married to Nicolas Cage. She just had a knack for picking out the good ones, and it's been revealed that after the marriage went sour, that Lisa Marie took the engagement ring that Nicolas Cage had given her and thrown it into the sea. A $65,000 engagement ring just tossed into the water. I wanted it with a 6-carat yellow diamond engagement ring tossed into the ocean during the fight. Divers tried to recover it, but it was never found. And Cage then bought her an upgraded 10-carat diamond ring. I don't know what happened to that one, but I would like to know where this ring was thrown in. just in case I ever take up scuba diving.
Did you say 65 grand?
Was the one that got tossed into the ocean, yes.
Okay, yeah. Keep us posted on the whereabouts of that thing, okay?
Yeah, but still, not the craziest thing that Lisa Marie nor Nicolas Cage have ever done. Nicolas Cage has a new docuseries that's debuting on Netflix this weekend that I'll tell you about in just a minute that you'll get a kick out of.
And we're talking about Elvis's birthday today, but also there's some Bee Gees news. And what is this songbook that's out today?
Well, we were talking about this when you were on vacation over the holiday, but there is an album which is actually being released today. That's why I'm bringing it up again, called the Gibb Brothers Songbook Volume 1. Other artists doing Bee Gees songs, because, you know, the Bee Gees, anything Bee Gees right now is so popular because of that documentary that's on HBO right now. But you've got Keith Urban doing a Bee Gees song. You've got mostly country artists. This was all recorded in Nashville, including Dolly Parton, who does a duet with Barry Gibb. And here's just a little snippet of that.
Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me.
Wow, talk about songs and music that holds up, huh?
Yeah, and their voices as well. They're both 74 years old. They both sound great, and I'm sorry, nobody harmonizes like Barry Gibb, no matter what. He makes anybody sound good. Not that Dolly Parton needs much help with that, but
right.
This new album is very, very interesting. It's called Greenfields, the Gibb Brothers Songbook, and it's available wherever you crazy kids buy your music these days.
We'll get to news about Jeopardy and also Dean's picks for the weekend after some morning updates.
Bob Surratt on WGN.
We found the correct connection to Dean Richards, so we can
hello, testing 1-2.
Talk about
testing 1-2. Hello,
what's going on today? And people will be watching Jeopardy, won't they?
Yeah, today's the final day for Alex Trebek episodes of Jeopardy. Now, because of all of the breaking news that went on yesterday, Wednesday and Thursday's episodes of Jeopardy featuring Alex Trebek were preempted. So, what they're going to do over there at the Channel 7, while I don't usually encourage you to watch other TV stations, you get special dispensation for today.
There's plenty of audience for everybody.
I guess so. What they're going to do is run Wednesday's episode from 1 to 1:30, and then Thursday's episode will run from 1:30 until 2, and then the very final Alex Trebek episode will run in its regular time slot at 3:30 today. That's going to seem like a regular episode. What they've done is do a special tribute after the credits at the end of the show. So stay with the show, you know, if you're going to watch it, stay with the show until past the credits, and then there's going to be a special tribute to Alex Trebek on what will be his final episode, since he died last October of pancreatic cancer after that long and courageous battle that he went through.
All right, so before we get to the 8:30 news, tell us what to watch this weekend besides Jeopardy.
Well, I put this together before everything blew up in Washington the other day. I should have only put comedies in here.
Yeah,
Three Stooges, Schitt's Creek. you name the comedy. That's what I should have put in. I've got a couple of those, but as it turns out, for this weekend, the movie that I'm giving my highest rating to, at Dean's List A, is an incredibly sad movie. It is called Pieces of a Woman. That is about one of the most horrible things that you could possibly imagine, the death of a newborn child during a home birth. This movie stars Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf and the great Ellen Burstyn and Molly Parker. I predict they will all be nominated for Academy Awards. They are amazing in this very, very difficult movie to watch. It's very sad, but it's so good and so compelling. You cannot take your eyes off of this movie, that the first 25 minutes of the movie in some ways reminded me of Saving Private Ryan. It's the labor and birthing scene in this couple's home in their bedroom, and it's nonstop. They don't have any cuts in this. It's very visceral and very, very emotional to watch it. Now, the rest of the movie is how the mother, the father, the grandmother, the midwife, how the death of this little infant affected everyone. So, I mean, even though it's very sad, the content is put in context and makes a lot of sense. It really kind of draws it all together. But I'm warning you, it's very real. I mean, they show you everything, and it's very, very difficult to watch. But I still gave it a Dean's List A, because it's a great movie. That's the bottom line for me. It's on Netflix. There is this sort of revenge thriller called Fatale that stars Hilary Swank and Michael Ealy. They are two people that have a one-night stand in Las Vegas. He returns home to his wife and his home. The home is broken into. A home invader is involved, and the detective who shows up on the scene to investigate this home invasion is the woman from the one-night stand. And this woman is not going away easily. It reminded me a lot of Fatal Attraction. I gave that one a Dean's List B-. So, let me just get to some happy things that you can watch this weekend to try to make you feel a little better. On Netflix, on the Peacock Network now, formerly on Netflix, is The Office. All of the episodes of The Office have been moved to this new Peacock platform. Seasons 1 and 2 are free. Seasons 3 through 9 are on Peacock's paid premium tiers. Everyone's talking about Cobra Kai Season 3 that's on Netflix. Bridgerton is all the talk right now. If you haven't watched that, highly recommend that. But this is the Nicolas Cage series, Bob, that I was telling you about earlier. It's called The History of Swear Words, where each week in this six-part series, Nicolas Cage digs into the anatomy, the origin of one particular swear word. So if that's, George Carlin's is turning in his grave right now after his seven words that you can never use on TV. This series uses them all in spades. That one is also on Netflix right now.
Thanks for leaving us laughing, Dean. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you Monday.